Come on, let's go home.
Home again, home again. One day I know I feel home again.
You can also choose to walk home by a different route, of course. It's even okay if you get a little lost.
One day I know I feel strong again. Lift my head. Many times I've been told.
How do you feel about the house you grew up in? Did it have any influence on the house you live in today? Would you want to go back to your childhood home? Dr. Melanie Mordhorst-Meyer has made her home in Jerusalem, far from where she grew up. She'll accompany you on your way home.
When I was a child, the issue of God was not an issue at all. I first heard that someone was talking about God, and I've never heard this word before. And so I came home and I asked my parents, and then my parents looked at one at the other, and then they started to tell me, well, Melanie, nobody really knows if God exists. Each and every person has to find out by himself.
Wow.
When I was a teenager, I had many, many questions. Like, who's the creator of the world we live in? And why is that? And what's our task to do in this world? And then I was wondering what I really want to do in my life. And I thought of maybe becoming a teacher. And then I thought, why not studying theology and becoming a pastor? Because actually there it combines so many fields of interests I had. And that was a good opportunity also to ask more questions and to get more answers and more questions. When I was a student of theology, I had to study the ancient Hebrew, old Hebrew, with the help of a dictionary, word by word, sentence by sentence. And then I realized that Hebrew actually is a living language and that people talk in Hebrew and write newspapers in Hebrew. And so I wanted to learn the language and actually to be able to talk to people living in Israel. And I wanted to learn modern Hebrew as well. So I went to the Jewish community in Marburg, where I was then living, and they had a Hebrew language course. And so I joined them and studied Hebrew within the Jewish community in Marburg. And in summer 2001, actually, my own year of studies at the Hebrew University began. Studium in Israel is a program for German-speaking students coming to Israel for 1 year, studying at the Hebrew University, studying Judaism really amongst Jews, and to come to a dialogue on eye level. Because actually I think you can't understand Christianity without knowing Judaism. They are so connected one to each other. And also our service is so much based on the Jewish service. When I was a student myself at this program, Studium in Israel, that I'm now leading, I thought that the best job I ever could think of would be the head of this program and to be a pastor in Jerusalem. This job exists only once in the world. So it was kind of a weird dream, but at the end it became true. Coming to Israel as a German, even though I'm like the third generation, and my parents even were not born, they were born after the Second World War, but still, this is an issue. Sometimes wondering if it's okay when I'm talking to a friend in German on the phone and I'm walking by an elderly couple, if they mind that I am talking in German. Mm. Like, what does it mean to people that survived the Shoah that I am talking German? When I first came to Jerusalem, actually I was overwhelmed. I got the feeling that this city and all its inhabitants are so intense. And on the same time, at the very first evening, sitting with my new roommates, a secular Jew, an ultra-Orthodox Jew, and me as a Protestant Christian, living together and sitting in the living room and trying to getting to know each other slowly, slowly. And I was living in southern Jerusalem, so in daytime I heard the suicide attacks and the bombings in the buses and in the cafes. And at night I heard the bombings from the helicopters of the IDF. And that was very stressful and very sad, getting to know wonderful people on both sides, but to see how the conflict really is exploding. I think that Jesus did not meant to do politics. He just listened to the people and their problems of daily life. And I think that's something that we can do in our daily lives, to listen to people on both sides, how they are suffering, and to trying to help, because there are not many spaces that Jews and Palestinians can actually meet and where both sides feel comfortable. And so sometimes we can bring together people from both sides in a neutral area like the courtyard of our church. And this is a wonderful place where people can meet from both sides to have coffee together and to see that they are actually very close. And I hope that this also influences the political level, because that's what we need. Yeah, maybe to start small again. Mm-hmm. When I am working in Jerusalem in the church as a pastor, it's totally clear that I am one of the pastors of this community. But in daily life, I'm wearing regular clothes, and you can't tell in the street that I'm a pastor.
Is anyone out in the street near you? I wonder what they do for a living. Maybe one of them is a pastor and you don't even realize it. What do you think people think of you when you walk down the street? If they had to guess what you do for a living, what do you think they'd say? And if they had to guess whether or not you're religious, would they be able to tell? Some streets in Jerusalem are a veritable kaleidoscope of traditional robes, tunics, head coverings, ritual accessories that advertise religious affiliation. There are, after all, lots of religious people in the city so holy to three faiths. But secular people in Jerusalem also tend to communicate their identity at a glance, through everything from tank tops, miniskirts, haircuts, tattoos, and t-shirts that celebrate cultural and ideological preferences. And then there are those whose dress leaves you without any indication of what's happening in their heart and mind. And you're left to wonder, on what side of the boundary do they belong? Or do they reject the boundary altogether? You're probably almost home. Or did you get lost?